John Ferrara, a second-year journalism, economics, and data science student at Northwestern University, will no longer be with us next school year. Don't worry, he is very much alive and will be moving on to pursue his startup, which is projected to be worth $4 million.
Yeah, so, currently the assumption is that I'll, be taking, I won't be coming back in the fall and for the foreseeable future, just because we have enough traction, like I said, with the hospitals that we're working with that are pretty sizable, that that it mandates kind of my full attention. Right now I'm working full-time hours on top of school, and startups require more than full-time hours.
Ferrara, along with his partner and Northwestern student, Hassan Ibez, are working on a startup called Juxta, which is an app that would improve the process of transporting patients in hospitals.
Juxta is like a ride hailing app for hospitals where nurses are able to put in requests for patient transfers from room to room. And PTs, patient transfers, can take these requests and basically accept them and transport the patients. So my role has been to build the service from top to down, basically.
That was Hassan Ibez, a first-year computer engineering and math student here at Northwestern, who has worked with John on a previous startup. Ibez now works on the coding aspect of Juxta. Ibez says that doctors, nurses, and administrators can connect the app to trackers placed on hospital beds, and the app will generate a heat map of the hospital that can be followed.
We also provide very nice analytics data, since we have all these years spatial data in regards to where patient transporters have been and where patients have been. So say there's an infected patient, we can provide like a heat map of the hospital where this infection might be a problem.
Primary care physician Vivek Kintaya, who formerly worked as an obstetrician for 23 years at Swedish American Hospital in Rockford, Illinois, says that poor communication in hospitals can be life-threatening for patients.
Even minutes can make a big difference. So if you get the lab results and you're having trouble tracking down the nurse or the patient, even minutes could lead to more morbidity and mortality based on not getting the blood transfusion done in time or not getting a medication to a person in time. Because some people are so sick that you need to get the antibiotic started right away or the blood transfusion started right away. Or yes, they could have something bad. It may not be completely as bad as dying, but it could lead to morbidity and complications that are unnecessary.
Ferrara says that he has been doing startups since he was just 14 years old. His inspiration for Juxta came from growing up with parents who have a healthcare background.
I come from a healthcare background. My mom is a pediatrician in the Navy. My dad is also a radiologist who served in the Navy, was the chief medical officer of the Navy. So, I've kind of grown up in hospitals. I know the clientele, which in our case is hospital admin, very well. My parents have both worked in admin to varying degrees. And yeah, it was a problem that I knew I was aware of because they'd come home late frequently, largely attributing it to the fact they were kind of waiting for a patient to be transported to them during an operation or a surgery or just seeing a patient in general. So, I was personally kind of affected by the slow patient transport, but it was more that I was able to just realize that, hey, this is affecting someone kind of at every level of the hospital.
Ferrara's partner, Ibez, joined Juxta because of the technical challenge, and he is also planning to leave Northwestern to pursue the startup full time.
Yeah, of course. Like, I met some great people here. I came here from Turkey, and really, 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 really nice people. And I really like the Chicago area, but it is what it is. Sometimes you have to sacrifice, and that's the part of the deal.
Both Ibez and Ferrara are aware of the risks of not getting a degree, but Ferrara is rather hopeful that things will work out.
I've always been someone where, I really want to try to seize an opportunity when it's there and just kind of go with it and see how far it'll take me. And in the past, that served me very well. And I think it's for a reason. I think when you take a risk like that, it usually, whether it's because you're kind of acting a little bit more of necessity, it makes you move faster with more urgency and more precision, or if it's just because, you know, the risk, you know, you get rewarded for taking risk. I just think it generally works out, but that might be naive. And if that is naive, you know, I have faith that I can, that I'll be able to come back to a school, whether it's Northwestern or, you know, a state school, that I would go to instead. You know, I think that I can get that degree, anytime. Whereas Juxta, you know, I have this opportunity with fundraising on the table right now. These hospitals are interested right now. So that's what I'm going to pursue.
Ferrara is not sure where he will be located this coming school year, but he will miss the relationships he has built here at Northwestern. Music by Mariah Petway. For WNUR News, I'm Mariah Petway.